Now, turning to the controversy that continues over the €9 million allocated in Budget 2025 to the purchase of pouches for smartphones to be used by every student in every secondary school across the country if their school decides to avail of it. There has been criticism of the phone pouch plan by opposition parties, also by teachers and their unions, who say most schools already have policies and procedure on phones in place, and that the €9 million would have been more welcome for other measures and indeed other basic essentials. Well, we're joined in studio by Professor Matthew Sadler. He's a consultant psychiatrist and he's also chair of the consultant committee of the Irish Medical Organisation. Professor Sadler, thanks very much for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Amid all the din and objection to this €9 million being spent on phones, you've actually welcomed it, and you think it's money well spent.
Well, we think €9 million we think that, you know, screen time and screen use by children is a significant problem in this country and is a significant contributor to the epidemic of mental illness that we are seeing across the country. The €9 million invested into the pouches would be one measure that would help to alleviate this. There are many different solutions. Our solution would be that the phone shouldn't be anywhere near the school in the first place, but that is a difficult one to implement. €9 million in the totality of 350,000 school students, what is it, €20 per student, if it does help to reduce phone use during the time in school, where we know that leads to problems with educational attainment, it leads to behavioural problems, it leads to people dropping out of school, increased truancy, antisocial behaviour, that if that €9 million is spent on that issue and that issue helps to remove phones from students during the school day, that is a good thing.
Right, but as I suppose that's, you believe it's a public health measure, but in terms of other key interventions, give us the other strongest intervention that you would recommend that's not been done at the moment.
We need a national public health campaign to reduce screen use by children and adults in this country. We need to be advertising on a daily basis, you know, on television, on billboards, even through social media. The US Surgeon General, so I'm not talking about any sort of unusual fringe figure, has advocated that social media apps contain a warning. So when you go onto a social media app, it says this can be damaging to your mental health before you're allowed to click onto the app. You know, the US Surgeon General has issued a public health advisory notice on social media use by children last year, which is the same sort of notice that you would introduce on cigarettes. France has introduced legislation this year banning phone use for people under the age of 11 and banning social media use for people under the age of 15. New York State has introduced legislation which is called the Stop Addictive Feed Exploitation of Children. We are so behind the curve in regulating our children's use of social media, we really need to step up to this.
Okay, but budgets are about choices, and €9 million on pouches to schools that already have policies in place, that already tell children to put them in a locker, put them in a school bag, and, you know, there are consequences for people who take them out in the classroom, film students, or use them even at lunchtime. Would that money not have been better spent elsewhere when many schools already have policies that ban the use of mobile phones in school time?
Well, the pouches are a bit more effective than putting into a school bag or a locker. And we know that there's screen mirroring technologies and there's other technologies that mean you could have your phone in your bag, but actually you could be mirroring the content of phone of your laptop. And that's what they've seen in the United Kingdom when they've tried to do this. So absolutely. I mean, you're right. There are other choices. I'm not government. I'm not here defending government. But I think spending €9 million on helping reduce screen use, if it was dedicated to another intervention on screen use, absolutely, and maybe schools should have some flexibility, but we need to have definitive structures. It must be remembered, earlier last week, the Data Protection Commissioner fined Facebook €91 million. I think €9 million is not even half enough of what we should be spending on this intervention. We should be spending that €90 million on that this year and another €90 million next year. This is a serious, serious issue.
What do you say to teachers' representatives that have, you know, are dealing with, you know, you enumerated a number of mental health issues at the top there, but, you know, they're looking for special needs assistance, they're looking for counselling supports, they're looking for the restoration of posts of responsibility for people in a pastoral care environment. Areas they believe the money would be better spent, and their other complaint is that they weren't even consulted as to how this €9 million should be spent and how it would be effective.
As I'm not a government representative, so, you know, like, and it shouldn't be an either or. you know, prevention is better than cure, and we couldn't get into an argument about we should stop smoking prevention to invest in lung cancer treatment. You know, you have to invest in lung cancer treatment and smoking prevention. So you have to invest in treating mental disorders and mental health problems as well as preventing them. So this shouldn't be an either or. The pouches is definitely one technique. As I say, is it my favourite technique? No, I mean, I think we should have a national ban on children under the age of primary school.
That's drastic. So what are you seeing in your professional life that makes you think that smartphones are the causal link between what you're dealing with and, you know, the device itself?
Well, we're seeing this across, you know, Ireland, Britain, America. It's been seen not just in our own practice, but in many people's practice, this epidemic of mental unwellness happening in adolescents and moving now into young adult groups. We're seeing an increase in presentations for eating disorders. We're seeing an increased presentations for self-harm, an increased presentations for anxiety, depression problems, an increase in presentations with attention concentration problems. Like the list can goes on and on. We're seeing a worldwide epidemic of myopia, of short-sightedness, because people's eyeballs aren't getting a chance to grow as children because they're not looking further than 3 or 4 feet away from their face. We have to have a public health campaign that says using smartphones excessively is not a good thing. I did research there today, which I presented this morning across the road in UCD, where 70-odd% of GPs in this country see parents in their practices using smartphones as a calming device for children under the age of 2. Now, in the HSE's own advice, if you have a children in the My Child book, who anybody who's had a child in the last few years will have got a copy of, that is, you know, that explicitly says that that is not a good thing. We know that is not a good thing. We know exposing under 2-year-olds to screens leads to difficulties in communication development, emotional regulation in the long term. But yet we have, you know, sticking that on page 165 of a 250-page booklet, I have to say a very good book, but is not good enough.
So what have you made of the political reaction to the spending of 9 million so far this week?
Look, we criticised the government many times. I'm looking across the minister, and I've been on this show and many other shows criticising the government. But on this one, I think the opposition, you know, we should be looking at reducing social media usage. And that should have been the priority message. The technique of how we do it and the strategy and the tactics, I accept there may be pouches. Some people like that. Some people like other approaches. But the core message that got lost this week was that excessive use of mobile phones and screen time by children is a serious public health emergency.
All right. Jennifer Whitmore, you've heard Matthew Sadler, a consultant psychiatrist, his opinion on it. He thinks it's money well spent. What's your view?
I'm afraid I can't agree. I do agree with Matthew on a lot of what he said, but I think 9 million is an awful lot of money to spend on these pouches when the reality is that most schools are able to deal and do deal with the issues of phone use of students within the school, on the school site. You know, I've never come across a school that allows children to be on social media when they're in classroom. It just, you know, it doesn't happen. But I do absolutely agree that children's access to social media is one of the biggest issues that's facing our children at the moment from mental health perspective and just a well-being perspective. And I think that if the government really wanted to tackle it, that they could. I think this measure was just another way of the government sort of picking a what they probably deemed at the time quite a sort of PR-friendly, sexy issue that they would get lots of press about and would give the impression that they're actually doing something to tackle social media
usage. Does it help schools, though, that there's a central intervention, whether schools have to avail of it or not, but that the facility is there to cope with mobile phones, smartphones in a uniform manner, and it cuts down even on the risk of somebody going on their phone at lunchtime or being effectively itching to get into their bag and grab the phone at the first opportunity? It's in the bag, it's out of sight, out of mind. They're not aware of a phone vibrating with alerts, etc. Maybe it's a good thing.
So I think we would ask the schools that, and I think what we've predominantly heard since this measure was announced, that the schools are saying we didn't need it, the unions have said this wasn't needed. What I will say to you though, that I think the one thing that the government could have done is actually regulate the social media companies, because the government is very hesitant to tackle them. And it's really the social media companies that need to be held to account for the absolutely hideous content that they are pushing on children constantly. Commissioner Mann was set up And one thing that it was looking at was actually making social media companies switch off the algorithms, these recommender systems, whereby children are being shown absolutely awful videos and content. And for some reason, the commission U-turned on that and they're not going to tackle it now. But I would say to any parent out there, if you take a look at what your children are seeing on TikTok, look at TikTok or Instagram, it is absolutely awful. I've done it with my own children. They only have to look at two or three videos of a particular type, and that is what TikTok will throw at them all the time. And indeed, if their friends are looking at stuff, they will be thrown the same stuff. And okay. Amnesty did a...
I'll come back to you. Okay. I just want to go to Thomas Pringle on this. Thomas Pringle, is your objection to the pouches or that the fact that they're costing 9 million?
Well, I think the fact that they're costing 9 million is symptomatic of what actually... The disregard that people feel that there is in relation to money and costs. When we look at the extra costs that have been implemented, we've heard about the bike shed and the security hut and stuff like that there, and then the children's hospital. And it's just this willingness to fire money at things without any thought on it. And, you know, and
so in principle, if the pouches could have been acquired for less, you wouldn't have minded the spend.
Well, I think if they could have been acquired for less, but also if it could be proved that they were actually necessary as well. And I think that's vitally important, because from what I've ascertained from talking to teachers and schools and stuff like that there in the days since, nobody's of the opinion that they are necessary. And a lot of schools have their own procedures for actually dealing with phone usage by kids and stuff like that there, and they do that actively. And indeed, from talking to teachers as well, they're very concerned about what's happening with phone usage outside of school time, which is a real problem too. And you know, and that's where the government could have been acting to actually deal with this issue, and dealing with, as Jennifer has said, with the recommender systems that the mobile phone companies use, or the apps use, like TikTok and Facebook and places, things like that, and stop the targeting of children and the targeting of them with dangerous apps and stuff like that there as well. And that would do, I think, would go a long way to actually assisting children to be safe with the internet and be safe with their phones. I think we're at possibly beyond the stage where we can actually ban kids from having phones and that there, because I see kids at 7, 8, 9 years old being bought smartphones and being given them smartphones, and they're being given them by their parents, and you know, and that's a problem, and I think it's something that shouldn't be happening at all. And all right, those are the issues that we need to tackle and we need to get on with.
Neil Richmond, I think everybody agrees, you know, something needs to be done. So this is a something, but is it the right thing? And could the money have been better spent? I think your colleague in government, Senator Pauline O'Reilly, Senator with the Green Party, has vehemently disagreed with it, thinking that money would be better spent elsewhere.
Yeah, and if we weren't spending money on other things, I'd agree with her, but we are.
It's only 2.9 million on cans.
Respectfully, General, I'll just make the point. This is 0.01% of the education budget. Jennifer, you mentioned SNAs. There's 1,600 more going to be hired this year. Both Jennifer and Thomas mentioned the need for greater regulation and the greater tools for Commission Amon and for the regulator. They have been provided, which, and Matthew has referred to the tens and tens of millions euro of fines. But this is something that we can do now and directly. And I actually just point to discuss this with a principal in my own school, in my own constituency, De La Salle Churchtown. She's in the national paper today, Alexandra College in Milltown, schools in Castlebar, Malahide, Fairhouse, schools who've actually done this. And they said it does work. It helps. So when people issue statements saying this won't work or we want other things, ultimately, when Minister Foley came out and said we want to lessen screen time, we want to ban phones in schools, the immediate response is, OK, but you have to give us the support and the resources.
That's kind
and
of
this
that's
is what we've done. We've
would you
provided
not agree
one
that
resource.
In terms of research, the methodology of what you just said is you've only talked to schools where the pouches are in place. I mean, did you also canvass schools as to where this could be done at a lower cost, where they simply put them in lockers and these pouches aren't being used?
But it's been shown it's not as effective. And I was reading...
But has that study... That's what I mean. Has the comparative study been done between schools who are only using lockers or leave them in your bag policies and schools who have used pouches? Was this piloted in any part of the country before they decided to spend 9 million euro on it? Where was the business case to spend 9 million euro of taxpayers' money before it was rolled out? Was there a business case?
And for those who are listening online as opposed to watching live, they'll see Professor Sadler earlier, nodding his head furiously, that this has been proven to work in other jurisdictions. It's in place in 46 different states in the United States. It's working in the United Kingdom, in France. We can see in schools that have put it in place in Ireland, it's working. Indeed, there was actually a trial run done in Northern Ireland where Sinn Féin are in government, even though if it's not their department, they absolve all responsibility, where it was shown to work in 25 schools. This is one measure. We talk about policies.
The question is, it was that measure done as, you know, a school decides they're going to implement an anti-smartphone policy. They happen to use these pouches. Are the pouches the causal link between the policy and the effectiveness, or are they being compared to a similar sample group of schools that didn't have the pouches that used another method to keep the smartphones out of children's hands?
In other jurisdictions where they've had this in place for quite some time, it's been quite clear to show that pouches work. They help the situation. Is this the 100% solution? Of course not. I'm not going to pretend like it is. But this is something that will be a positive impact on schools, but more importantly, a positive impact on young people and indeed their behaviour towards smartphones.
All right. Matthew Sadler, would you like to clarify, A, what you were nodding your head about, and so, B, do you have any knowledge of comparative studies on what the most effective methods of keeping smartphones out of the hands of teenagers within a school environment is, and are these phone pouches the most effective way?
They are definitely one of, like, I'll say they're definitely a very effective way. Whether the absolute most, I can't clarify that or not, but they are definitely a very effective way. They're more effective than school bags and lockers because you can't access the phone because they're magnetically, or there's some technology that blocks you being able
to get
it.
Sure, but that comparative study, to your knowledge, has not been done, has it?
Oh, See, I don't know if people will do a randomised control trial on this. So it's not a medication. So I think schools that have used it, and there's very good feedback from the United Kingdom, from France, from other states, that this is an effective measure. I'm not sure, you know, whether the rigour of absolute scientific results and whether there's a regulatory body of these sort of things that is looks for randomised control trials. So I think the evidence you're looking for is probably not available, but it is a very effective measure. And just to say to, like, a comment earlier, like, I've been on the road campaigning for many things for 10, 15 years. I've never had an issue that I am getting people stopping me on the street saying, keep fighting for this. Parents saying, my children are in school, everyone else has a smartphone, I don't mind smartphone.
I want to go to an bit of unscientific polling here, and that's the wisdom of listeners. We have a few texts in. Very well said, Matthew Sadler. Excessive use of mobile phones is a public health emergency in the case of children, and that goes for parents using phones. Also, Fiona O'Sullivan Tez sends us in by WhatsApp. My child's secondary school advertises itself as strict on phone use, turn off, leave in the locker, but my daughter tells me that at least 2 out of 3 people have their phones at lunchtime in their homeroom. Agree with Dr. Sadler, we should embrace all these strategies to reduce addictive feeds, especially to developing minds and brains. Deirdre texts in to say, Cullum, I have absolutely no issue with providing phone pouches. However, I have a serious issue with the price being paid for them. I can buy 2 for €10 on Amazon. I bet if I ordered 400,000, I could get them for half that price. And somebody else in by text, schools, teachers and parents are oblivious to the issues of phones. School systems aren't working. Teenagers are keeping their phones in uniform pockets in every school. It's ruining their concentration. I suppose I want to go to Jennifer Whitmore and Thomas Pringle. Sinn Féin have a motion calling for the reversal of this next week. Will you be supporting it, Jennifer Whitmore?
I haven't actually spoken to the other party. I would imagine we will be. I think there's other places where the money would have been better spent. But I do want to come back to the point that the second those children leave the school, they're going to be back on their phone. They're going to be on their phone, and TikTok and Instagram will be pushing videos of beheadings. They will be pushing suicidal ideation videos on them. This is definitely a public health issue, but we need to actually deal with it properly, and we need to be, it really is going to come back to actually regulating the social media companies. And no matter any other measure that you put in place, if the social media companies are not being taken to task on this and held to account and responsible for the videos and the content that they are pushing on children, we are never ever going to solve this. Children will continue to really be fodder for those companies. And whilst, you know, the pouches, you know, are one, I think they're a very, very tiny thing that the government need to be focusing
I need to ask
on.
Thomas Pringle, will you be supporting that motion?
Well, I haven't seen the text of the motion as yet, Colin, but I imagine I probably will support it. Particularly, I think the motion would have to include the targeting of the social media companies and stuff like that there to make sure that they're removing the harm from income input from children, and that the government, and to actually enforce that and to make sure that that happens as well. I think then the motion might be worthwhile, and it'll be worth supporting, definitely.
All right. Neil Richmond, the free school book scheme wasn't rolled out to all schools. It was for schools, publicly funded schools only. Fee-paying schools were excluded from it. The phone pouches, are they being provided to all schools or just the schools, the non-fee-paying schools?
All schools that seek them will be able to receive these who are in the state support scheme. Absolutely. And I will just add, in terms of cost, this works out at, based on your listener's text, this is €20 per case that's reusable every year. Yeah, you might be able to get two on Amazon, but they'll probably only last for a couple of months. So this is a proper purchase of a proper programme. That, you're right, Jennifer, this is a tiny part of a much bigger effort that needs to be addressed and will be addressed. And I look forward to working with everyone in this studio and beyond.
Okay, we don't want to cast any aspersions on anyone providing these pouches for €10, maybe they're fine. Upstanding manufacturers producing quality goods. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute.
Saturday with Conor Mungon on RTE Radio 1.